Hello, everybody. Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I hope you're having a great week. I've been fortunate enough to have my brother up here with me, helping me work on some things around the house, a number of different projects. He's a very talented craftsman. He works a lot with his hands. He knows how to do a lot of different construction type projects. So he was up actually helping me try to get some work done. And I was working on a particular part of the project, and he said to me, you know, you're doing that in like one of the most difficult ways possible. There's a lot simpler way to go about that. And I continue to struggle kind of doing it my way, and eventually he comes over and shows me a much more simple way of doing it. We were able to get the project done, go out to dinner, have a nice evening, but that particular moment got me really thinking a little bit more about our creative process and what we value in the creative process and how we go about our creative process. I think that sometimes we believe in the lure of complexity. We believe in the lure of difficulty, and that somehow that's going to ascribe more value and importance to the things we're working on. If it's not difficult and it's not challenging and it's not overly complex, then somehow in the end, the quality of the product we're creating is not going to be sufficient, or it's not going to be important enough, or it's not going to resonate enough that it should really matter. And I think we've overweighted that a lot in society. We overweight that level of difficulty. We make things more challenging than they really need to be. We think about all the ways possible to make something as hard and difficult as possible. And I think we do that in our relationships. We do it in our work life. We do it in our social life. Instead of just accepting the fact that sometimes the path of least resistance, sometimes the easiest road to walk down, the easiest path to walk down is actually the most important path. It is the value of the most important aspect of our creativity. Because I think when we think about how things work when they're simple, that means we don't have to be distracted by all the noise that goes into the way we think about our process, the way we think about our creativity, and what we think we're going to attempt to do. Our gear selection is much more simplified. If you go out with one camera and one lens, how much easier is that to deal with than having a bag full of lenses, a bag full of flashes, and then trying to decide which lens, which flash, what light setup, what lighting ratio, did I forget something? You end up getting caught up in all the different things you can do rather than just the raw aspect of shooting. I think we also do the same thing in composition. We make these overly complex compositions, and they end up being so noisy that we're unable to focus on subject and subject matter. But yet when we boil the photograph down to its simplest and purest essence, we end up with a much more powerful image. We end up with a much more powerful story and a much more significant story being told through the work we're creating. I got to thinking about what causes that tension. Where does that actually come from? Why do we lean that one direction versus a different direction? I mean, part of me thinks about Sisyphus and rolling that rock up to the top of the hill and having it roll back to the valley and doing that over and over again for eternity, and that somehow we're not able to learn, we're not able to figure things out, we're condemned to repeat that same basic motion over and over again. But I think it's more than that. I think it's something different than this just innate, we're trapped and we can't actually get out of that. I got to think about some of those maybe ideas in our head about the value we create of the work. I don't have anything to say. I don't have anything important. I don't know how to take good quality photographs. All those kind of self-doubts. Does that move in that space somewhere between the lure of making things more difficult than they need to be versus appreciating that simplicity? And I think that might be part of it. But I think there's some other things that, or something else that really kind of comes into play with that. And I think at the end of the day, there's some sort of reward that we're able to give ourselves in our creative process. There's a payout there for us not achieving what we were meant to do, what we were meant to be, by making things difficult. Because it is hard to be and live a creative life and to have the integrity of the creative space. Because you're constantly challenged with your own self-doubt. You're constantly challenged with the messages you're trying to create. You're constantly challenged by if you have the ability to do it. And then there's the external locus of all the information and feedback you get from other people. But at the end of the day, we believe that that reward that we're giving ourselves is more valuable than the creative process. And unfortunately, I think, much like how self-doubt is, that reward manifests itself in a number of different ways. I would imagine if you're like me, you have people in your life who just love to complain. They complain about everything, whether it be the weather, their partner in life, political situation, whatever it is, but they never do anything about it. There is a reward in them and their way of being that they get from complaining. Something in their psychology allows them to feel better than others, feel like they're able to justify what's going on, whatever it is, the reward is the payout. And when we're dealing with this complexity, I think we reward ourselves when we fail, when we don't achieve what we want by saying, oh, it's too hard, it's too complex, it's too difficult, and that's the reason I'm not able to be successful in achieving what I really envisioned myself doing creatively, what I really envisioned myself saying that is significant and important that I want other people to have conversations about. The reward there is that we give ourselves that scapegoat. But yet when we focus on the simplicity of things, we lose that scapegoat. We lose the ability to have that reward of the difficulty giving us a way out of that process. Because if things are simple, they should be easy. They shouldn't be hard. We should be able to achieve them. And I think that's the other piece, along with rewards, that's the other piece about simplicity that we have created an illusion around that's not entirely accurate. Simple doesn't mean without difficulty. Simple doesn't mean that it's without challenge. What simple means is we've boiled down the importance of whatever it is to its core essence. We're able to think about, like I said, that composition and remove all the distraction, all the components within the frame, all the components within color, tone, light, to its purest form of just what needs to be there with nothing else. And that is actually really hard. Learning to see that way, learning to compose that way, learning to edit that way is extremely challenging. Learning how to select the appropriate gear is challenging. Learning how to find and develop your specific approach that is simple is difficult. The lure of complexity, I think, that sidetracks us is something that we should focus away from in our creativity and really go back to that. What is the reward for distilling things down to their bare essence? What is at the core that I can focus on? And working with that, because then the effort of rolling that boulder up and over the top of the hill and into the next valley over and over again allows us to really focus on what is that experience of the tactical elements of the stone? What does the dirt feel like beneath the feet? How do we tell that specific story? How do we tell all of those different elements of the meaning of rolling that boulder like Sisyphus? So rather than just going back to the top over and over again, we get immersed in the experience of the process. I think it's also important as you're thinking about your own creativity and dealing with creativity and creative people that we help hold each other accountable, and that when we hear a artificial or fake reward coming out of issues of complexity, that we call the person on that. We challenge each other to really push forward to make sure that we're creating that meaningful work we are intended to, because it is so easy to fall back on the reward that we're getting that we're not even aware of. But yet, if we can hold each other accountable and help each other through that, I think it can help redirect a lot of that energy back into significant, meaningful, but yet simplified processes so that we can really focus on that core. Finally, I think it's really important that we recognize that taking a simplified approach, really distilling things down to their essence, doesn't mean that it's less work. I would actually make the argument that it requires more work. It actually requires more prep time, more planning time. Going back and thinking about that initial statement my brother made, when you think about carpentry, you always hear the adage, measure twice, cut once. Well, it's faster to measure once, cut once. But if you do that, you may end up making multiple trips to the lumber yard. You may end up making multiple trips back to the store to buy additional supplies because you didn't take the time up front. It requires a little more work up front. It requires a little bit more planning up front. But at the end of the day, it probably does save time and you end up with a better quality product because we're not trapped in trying to figure out all the different nuances and we're not rewarding ourselves with those bad rewards, those bad ideas that float through our head about why that complexity is so important. So this week, I wish you the most simple of weeks. I hope you spend some time to really think about and distill down what is core to your creative process, what is core to the things that matter to you, and then also, are there things that you just complain about? Are there things that you do that add to the complexity and the lure of the false reward of complexity happening in your creative life and the things you could do to mitigate those? I hope you have a great week behind the camera. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, or you can find us up on the World Wide Web at www.theperceptivephotographer.com. And I will see you next week.